This morning, I wouldn't think the morning of a picnic morning would be complete without a illustration. Several years ago, I did a grocery bag sermon, if you remember that, for a picnic, and I so want to do that again. But just like, you know, you don't want to repeat and do things. But this morning, I have an illustration that I kind of want to help us with, and as we wrap up this morning and learn about God's faithfulness. I have a tug-of-war rope here, and Pastor Scott, Pastor Casey, would you come up here and help me out a little bit? I just need you to grab this side of it there, and go on, keep going a little further, and I got that. Pastor Casey, I need you on this side over here, just kind of grab it there. You can move forward. You don't have to use all of it. Just come right up on it here. And how many like to see these two go at it? Who do you think will win? Would this side root for him or this side root? No, I won't do that this morning. In tug of war, it's kind of a very interesting game that someone said, let's put a rope between us and see if we can pull this over a certain line that's been set in the sand and see who can win. Go ahead and tighten it up for me there. And so here it, you know, that sits there and it's ready to go, you know, and they pull and they tug. On a team, though, you've got those who are pulling, but there is a person at the very end, and what is he called? The anchor. In fact, the anchor never really is to pull. The anchor is to wrap the rope around him, and I mean dig in and hold. Reason being, because those who are pulling forward have to release the hold at some point to move forward, to gain new ground, to once again pull. And it's really got a lot of strategy to it if you think it through. Because all of a sudden, while they're moving forward, the anchor has to hold for that moment. They work together and heaving together. Isn't that much like the church? Were we supposed to be in unity, working together? I was just kind of curious for a moment, though, how strong maybe our youth and children might be. Pastor Scott, I'm going to put you over here with Pastor Casey. Addison, why don't you come up? I need a couple of our youth to come up. There you go. Come on. Hey, wait a minute. I thought of this through because I didn't want to hurt anybody. So I have gloves. I don't want you to get rope burned. Addison, you help hand those out. Okay, let me just start. I got four here. Let's start there. How many think these four can take these two? All right, you ready? You got them all? They're kind of big. What? We went down to three. What happened? Come on, you're halfway here. You got to complete it. You do not start halfway and quit. All right, come on. I just don't want you to burn. Get a good handle on that. I'll just make a mark with this glove that red flag's got to go there, and you guys got to pull that red flag right there. All right, buddy. All right, who is anchoring over here? Not me. I won't do that. All right, Gabe, you're going to be the anchor? All right, here we go. Just take it. Sure, that works. Lean back. You have to pull till it's taut. Go ahead, keep going back. There you go. All right, you got it? You're good? Are you guys ready? Who's anchoring over there? Sure he is. Okay, that's what you're telling me at least. All right. Now, the idea is for that red to get past this glove. That's where that you win. If you guys can pull it this way, you win. You ready? On your mark, get set, go. Come on, guys. Ready? Now, let's do it together in unity. One, two, three, pull. One, two, three, pull. One, two, three, pull. Hey! I need all your help for a moment, though. Let me do something else. Who said you can't have fun in church, right? Here we go. Pull this rope. Go ahead. Pull it. Just pull it. Keep pulling 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 it, keep pulling, 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 pulling. Keep a pulling, keep a pulling. There we go. I have done something this morning. I anchored the rope to the church. That's what I did. Why? Because the church is not a building, it's the people. But the people are anchored by God. God's the anchor. God holds pretty good. You think he can pull this building down? We're about to find out. This has been untested. Do not do this at home. All that good stuff. Are you guys ready? Y'all got a place? You got somebody back there? Everybody's got a space, plenty of space. All right, here we go. Pull. Okay, this time I want you to pull, okay? All right, you ready? This is it, right here. Ready? Pull. I think the decision is made. See, the enemy in our lives would love to pull us across the line of sin. He loved to pull us into the world. But when you have God as your anchor, church, he loves you so much, he'll stay with you and never, ever forsake you. He does not slumber. He does not sleep. He does not grow weary. He does not get tired. He does not get to a place where he is frustrated. He loves you. And you could pull all day long. And if I could just really anchor this to God and he just blew a little bit, you would definitely be over, you know. Church, there is a place, though. Come over here on this side. You're going to represent the body of Christ because it's not a building. 70 years, this church hasn't been 70 years because it never was a building. Go ahead, grab a rope again. You see, what happens is, this part is we have the church, and you're pulling against me for a moment. But you're not going to pull against me. You see, if we work together with God as our anchor, there are people who are lost. And there's a lot of them. The church, our mandate has not changed since the beginning. Lost souls. If you'll be the church and you'll let God anchor, it's though we snatch them from the fire and bring them to the kingdom side. Listen, God will always be faithful. It's us. And the Bible says even when we're faithless, he remains faithful. Amen? Aren't you glad? Well, listen, you see me, especially you two big ones, you see me after church. In fact, I'll tell you what, you see them too. I have M&Ms for all of you. Just to bless you today. So would you give our representatives of the church a hand? Amen. You know what? I want God to anchor my life. Pastor O, thank you for letting him anchor. The Mitchells, your dad let God anchor him. And that's why this church has great history. But if the Lord tarries, I pray if it lasts another 70 years, the one statement will remain, our God is faithful. Are you his representative? I am. Church, let's do it. Why? We're anchored to God. He's going to hold. He's going to hold. I don't have to worry about it. So when I lean forward with the church into our future, God's got our back. Amen? So we lean, and in unity, we heave. And we'll do it again and again. Church, if we don't, we'll never pull those who need to be pulled into the kingdom. I want to love them, but sometimes, church, you got to speak the truth in love and wake them up. There is only one Savior, only one, Jesus. Amen.